Item 11, report number 143 of 2007 of the chairperson of the Environment and Engineering Strategic Policy Committee. It's for approval. Proposer.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I think all members of the council will be familiar with the some of the background just to the protocol. But I just want to take a few moments to elaborate on it and to make some comments on the document that we have here. The protocol that we have here is the conclusion of a number of SPC meetings that have taken place. But we've attempted to put together a protocol in relation to the management of posters within the city. It follows on from the motion that is detailed at the start of the document, which was adopted on the 22nd of May 2006. It's taken us nearly a year to get back to this point here with this plan. The last time it came to the council, I believe, was at the January meeting, with a large number of suggestions and input from members from different parties. So we took that on board, brought it back to the SPC, and have met on a number of occasions since then. The conclusion of that work is the document that's laid out here. This is all about recognising that there's a clear right to free speech within the city. And one of the manifestations of that is the ability and right of people to place posters, either for public meetings or for allowing them to express their views. And the document here makes a number of points in relation to how this will take place. It's all about trying to deliver some common sense regulation to ensure that when posters do the work, they are in line with how we like to run our city. I'll just highlight this, you know, the main points here. It recognises that the right to post lies with the citizen, but asks that a notice of intent goes through to the council. How that notice, what information that notice of intent needs to contain, and how it should be communicated to the council lays out in point 2 and point 3. The need for a sample of this poster to be communicated to the council, and what the poster consists of are laid out in point 4 to 6. Point 7 details where the poster can be erected. Point 8 then gets into public liability insurance issues in relation to that. I'll come back to that in a moment. And then the following points are in relation to where the posters can be erected, the notice that the council needs to execute this protocol, and how quickly then the posters need to be removed once the public event has taken place. And what this work does, it steps to do, is to give people the right to exercise their freedom of speech. But what it also does is recognise that in every right there's a number of responsibilities. Main responsibility here being that nothing happens that will endanger the safety and well-being of any community city, and nothing that will be allowed that is likely to cause offence to anybody in our city. And as such, there's 3 points that I draw the council's attention to. The first one is in relation to point 8, public liability insurance. This takes you through to appendix 1, which lays out the detail that the council needs in order to process the posting request. The point that will be of particular interest here is point 8, which says that the person that's looking to erect a poster must supply public liability insurance. And if they don't do that, they can avail of the council's insurance policy upon paying €100. And what we're recognising here, Lord Mayor, is that there are many examples of where posters can be erected and they can fall down and hit something. And nobody, no person or party wants to do anything that could cause physical harm to anybody within our system. Now, in most cases, if you're part of an organisation, whether it be political or otherwise, you will have a private insurance that will cover this. What we do is we recognise is that there are some organisations out there that do donate won't have insurance. And upon them paying €100 to council, they'll be indemnified for any liability they might incur by a poster coming down and so on, because they're therefore part of the council's insurance policy. Two other points that are of note are the fact that a sample is required in each poster, and then there are clear requirements laid out for when these posters will be removed. Okay? So what I try to do right now is summarise what the protocol is, what are the main points that the council should be aware of. Two issues that I would appreciate further comment from the manager tonight along. In many examples of payment to the council in which we have a waiver clause. You know, if somebody needs to pay their refuge charges of camp for various reasons, they're entitled to a waiver. And I think there are some examples within the city of organisations that might come together quickly and need to put in place a poster, because maybe the tragic accident or something. I don't believe that we should be looking to charge such organisations €100. So the comments from the manager on how we might handle something like that would be helpful tonight. And secondly, there are some kind of policies that will go up that clearly do not meet this protocol. So for example, if people are putting up a poster that's an A4 page that is going to be stuck to pieces of street furniture throughout the city, that does not need to be regulated by a protocol like this. And I'm conscious of the fact there are many other amendments that are laid out here this evening, Lord Mayor, but one of them that I will be proposing myself, or the only one I'll be proposing myself, I should say, is that if a poster is going up that has the dimensions of an A4 page, then it does not need to concur with this protocol. Okay? Lord Mayor, you know, a lot of discussion takes place to this. I've done my best to get to this point with a plan that most, if not all, people are willing to support. I very much hope we can reach agreement on this tonight, because if we don't, I think it's unlikely we're going to return to the game in the near future. So, thanks a lot, Mayor.
Thanks for all your work on this. Councillor Cullen.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. First of all, I'd like to thank the Council for supporting the motion that was put down last May in addressing the whole issue of on posting. And secondly, again, I'd like to thank Chair, the SPC, and the manager for going through the whole system and the whole process of dealing with the whole question of how the Council can facilitate communities and organisations to have the right for freedom of speech. But as Councillor Pascoe was saying there, that we've gone through nearly 6 to 8 months of trying to put forward a protocol, and we can reach a stage where this is where we're at, and there's a number of issues where I cannot agree on, and I have a motion, amendments down here for that. Can I take those amendments now, Lord Mayor, or do you want
to... Can you even forward them to me here, because
I've put them up there. Yeah. I have them up there with the fourth amendment is straightforward enough. I put forward by myself and Councillor McGrath seconded. And in relation to what Councillor Pascoe was saying about the type of freedom of expression, and it's just that the Dublin City Council posted a code act to attend the European Convention of Human Rights Act 2002, trade should be on the protocol, just as part of what they're about. The amendment two would be to delete point 11 in the draft protocol for the erection of posts and notices, and that is the name of the streets. 6 streets that proposed not to have them on. And the reason for that is that I think as a council we have to ensure that in the main thoroughfares of the city, and that is Henry Street and O'Connell Street, some people just come in on the Lewis, walk up Henry Street, walk down O'Connell Street, probably go home again, but those areas will not be covered in relation to, or people will not be allowed to put posters. I think because we are main thoroughfares, we should be allowed to put posters in those areas. And the amendment three that I'm putting forward is in relation to the name address being on the posters. And I know the original motion down, but we did have under the original motion, because of this part of legislation, that the name address must be on the posters. But it has been raised to me by a number of different groups, and security possible, if you're an organisation in a local community and are trying to deal with the issue of maybe a lot of antisocial behaviour. I hate into that more, but you had some issue with drugs in the area. The local community wanted to call a meeting on it. By putting the name and address on the poster, would be endangering that person, possibly if being pinpointed with the house or whatever, and say, we go down to number 30 Ring Street and we just talk, break the windows in or whatever, or target those people. So the amendment is put forward that the campaign's name and contact number be placed in the poster with the ward's name, address, and DCC written on it, so that, I don't know whether that cover or not, manager, maybe cut that in. I think you've got to say no. I think it is an issue, and I think for any organisation, even campaigns with Lines for Choice, campaigns like that, would be feel very insecure in relation to putting their actual name and address on posters in relation to that. And Amendment 4, just briefly, and in relation to the public liability. Now, I did raise with the manager, could he check with the council insurance company to see could that be covered for organisations and communities to get indemnity. And the manager did come back, and I have to say, it was very positive input into it, saying the council could do that. It costs €3,000 for the council to get that liability onto the insurance policy. Now, €3,000 is not an awful lot of money from the point of view of the whole picture of the finances of the council. And I think that €100 for every time you request or you notify the council to put the poster could turn to an awful lot of money. For example, we passed a motion here recently about Terence Wheelock, the family, to support them in their campaign for justice. I mean, if they were to put up €100 every time they want to put a poster up to impart information, it's an awful lot of money. And these organisations cannot afford to do something like that. So I would propose that the council could well afford to soak that €3,000 up. And it's just a case that if you can get insurance, that you should be able to say we haven't got insurance and the council should cover it automatically. So that's just it. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor Cullen. Councillor Dermot
Lee. Lord Mayor, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Councillor Dunne with the Enterprise Environment Committee, because I think they've come a long way in relation to this. I mean, it started off in a position where you had the prohibitionists, for want of a better word, didn't want posters anywhere. And people like myself and others who believe in the absolute right to free speech and the right to poster. I think they have sort of compromised, but there are a number of issues still of concern to our own group based on this fundamental right of people to protest and to communicate their particular protest or concern. So I'll go through the amendments rather than make a big long speech on it. We have a particular problem in relation to the ban on the streets. However, there is a recognition within the group that O'Connell Street and Henry Street, that there are particular and marginally acceptable reasons for opposing the ban on those two particular streets. And most of the members would also share that view in relation to Grafton Street. Personally, I believe this case is putting them at the end, at the top. So we are formally proposing that Marion Square, William Square, and Mountjoy Square would be withdrawn from that list. We can see absolutely no reason whatsoever why they should be banned in relation to those squares. They have large pedestrian throughputs. There's a lot of people there. There's no particular reason to see why they shouldn't be up there. In relation to Section 16, Councillor Collins was mentioned on this whole requirement that the address of the person be included on the poster. There are very real reasons that people shouldn't have their private address put on it. So we're proposing that the requirement that the address of the person be deleted, included in the poster be deleted, but that we would insert the requirement that the address of the person promoting the event would be lodged in the City Council. We don't have a problem with the council having the address, but that it doesn't have to go in the poster. The other one on Appendix 1, the suggestion that you should have to name all the streets in your go to poster seems to us to be a bit excessive. It should be sufficient to say you've got a poster Donnybrook, or you've got to put the Falls Bridge or Raheem, because you don't have to name all the individual streets. So proposing that the words please name streets at the end and be deleted. Finally, in relation to the issue that a number of councils raised in relation to the insurance requirements, there's a lot of discussions still within the group in relation to that matter. There's cases for it and cases against it. But at a very minimum, it would appear to me that the £100 payment for campaigning groups should and could be an annual fee, so that you don't have to be in a situation like the parents we got paid for every time they put a poster in relation that they have to put up an annual fee. And perhaps there's some room for maneuver around that particular issue in relation to the fee. We're prepared to try and reach a consensus, Lord Mayor, on this issue. said a lot of work has been done. With these amendments, we believe we can support it. And hopefully it comes from family consensus tonight on it. And I said everybody is compromised for this, absolutely everybody, and I think it's a great deal. Thank you.
Thanks, Arthur. Excuse me. I want to broadly welcome the policy, but I just want to comment on a couple of the amendments, Arthur. Is that appropriate? I'm just wondering what, is that the way we're going to deal with this? Have the amendments been taken and we comment on them, Arthur, or how are we doing?
We're going to have to decide at the end if there are such a huge amount of amendments that it makes it what we're asked tonight to agree here is significant at the end of the night. That's what's going to happen. So I don't know what areas you're going to ask to be included in those amendments, or there's some aspect of those amendments that you want to specifically mention.
Yes.
If that's the case,
yes.
I think what I might ask when I see what the other business speakers have to say on this item, if each of the group leaders can adjourn outside for a few minutes and see if there's some composite amendment that they can agree on in order for this to go through tonight.
Okay. Right, just in terms of amendments, just as I say, broadly welcome the policy, just in terms of Councillor Collins' proposed amendments. Governor, I'm not familiar, unfortunately, with Article 10 of the European Convention on Human Rights, so it's difficult to support that addition without knowing exactly what it actually is. I think, in terms of the deleting point, I would agree deleting point 11 in the protocol altogether in terms of naming those streets. I don't think that we should be excluding any streets from this. I think the point is fair in terms of naming the person. I think we all have had various instances where when your name is on a number is on a piece of literature, puppy grabs in particular, we are exposed to getting harassed, phone calls, etc. So I would agree with that. And the last item, I actually support the idea of the €100, fully support the idea of the €100 fee, because I think if the city council has to put public liability in place, they have to go to an insurer. The insurer isn't going to say, ah, there was no incident, let's give you back the insurance money, I'll give you back the money. So I think €100 is not, I said pointing at many groups, you know, they're putting in small numbers, but I don't consider it a huge amount of money going there for a group like that. And as I say, the insurer won't refund the money to this authority, so I don't see why the authority should be trying to turn around and refund the money to the groups.
You have no amendments. It was passed before, but we make sure you get a copy.